The Stanley Cup final between the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues starts tomorrow night in Boston. And suddenly, a lot of locals are all about the Bruins. Of course, that includes people who have enthused over the Bees while memorizing every twist and turn of the team since birth. But it also includes people who have not. It's true. They're walk among us, those who are just now snipping the price tags off their first ever Bruins shirts as they hop on the We Want the Cup bandwagon. As for that bandwagon contingent, some diehard fans on their way to watch a Bruins scrimmage at the Garden last week offered opinions and advice.
You have to know what teams they're playing and you have to stay with your team. I want to say to them, like, stick with your team and don't be like that because it's a horrible thing to do.
The true fans are always there for the team. I don't necessarily mind bandwagon fans. If you're supporting our team, it's good. But you know what? Just keep supporting them. Don't jump on when they're in the finals. So I guess I don't have ill feelings toward them. You know, the more the merrier. But, you know, maybe they'll realize what a great team they are and, you know, just keep cheering them on. Just pick a team and stick with them. That's it. You got to be a lifer. That's it. I'm telling you. And hopefully it's the Bruins. You gotta be a lifer.
Hockey's the bomb because it's the fastest sport and it's the roughest sport and it's just action, you know? That's what I like, you know?
Learn your history. Check out the Bobby Orr statue a few feet away. That will say it all about this series anyways.
Come to a game mid-season. Don't wait for the playoffs. Come to a game mid-season and watch. That's when it's the hottest, the best hockey is played then. Without all the limelight, without the spotlights and all the show and just come to a regular season game and it's you'll see how much fun it is.
We'll take any fans that we can at the end of the season. I don't care. As long as they're rooting for the Bruins, that's all that matters. Never give up. If they lose a game, they'll come back and we'll get it.
Well, the bandwagon makes it more fun for everyone, so it brings all the excitement and everything. So I don't mind the bandwagon fans. They just drive up ticket prices a little bit, but that's okay. They're getting down on the fun and all that, you know, and we all have different levels of fandom, so everyone's welcome in my book.
I'll take any fan, any kind of fan there is, as long as you're not a Chicago Blackhawks fan, baby. That's the only fan I don't like, Chicago Blackhawks. So many sports here in Boston, it's hard to pick, so you just jump on whichever one you want. As long as you love watching, I don't freaking care where you're from. Cheer loud and cheer often and support your team.
What's wrong with getting on board with a team like this? Good support for the city, it's good support for the team.
Just cheer good and let the Bruins win for the Stanley Cup.
Nice, all right. Baby, nice!
We heard from 9-year-old Alex Melter of Franklin, Susan Dashinsky of Revere, Ed Marchand from Tingsboro, Mark Savory of Riverside, Rhode Island, Ann Burns from Chicopee, James Stammers from Lynn, Michelle Johnson from Braintree, Brian James Wanders of Medford, and 6-year-old Lucas Pelletier of Holyoke. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.